According to the study, rats have decimated seabird populations across 90% of the world's island archipelagos. Professor Nick Graham of Lancaster University in Britain says at a recent visit at the Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean, there were stark differences between the islands populated with rats compared to the ones that were rodent-free.
Where there's rats, the sky's empty, the island's very quiet. You go to an island with no rats, the sky is full of seabirds, it's very noisy, and it smells. It's very pungent. You can smell the guano or the bird poo in the air.
The scientists found guano, which is sometimes used as fertilizer, to be crucial to the functioning of tropical ecosystems.
The seabirds, they're flying great distances away from the islands, and they're feeding in the what we call the pelagic ecosystem, so the deep areas of the ocean. And then they're flying back to the islands to roost and to breed, and that's when they're depositing these rich nutrients that they've captured in the open ocean back onto the islands. Now, when those nutrients go onto the coral reef, we're showing that it's boosting the productivity and the functioning of those reefs.
Rats eat bird eggs, chicks, and even adult birds. Rat-free islands saw significantly more seabird life and had nitrogen in the soil, which made its way into the sea, benefiting filter-feeding sponges, turf algae, and fish.
Fish are unique on coral reefs in that they provide important processes or functions that help reefs be healthy and to bounce back from disturbances. These are things like clearing away algae following disturbances, so new corals can settle and grow back on the reef.
The number of fish was also 50% greater in the waters of rat-free islands. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.